Surrey Young Farmers would like to welcome you to the first year of the Cowpie Country Show at the new venue in Blindley Heath. The annual show has been running for over 30 years and has a family-orientated programme allowing the young farmers to showcase the very best of what they do and what they enjoy doing. Outdoor activities, young farmer competitions and a full day of events in the main ring and the countryside ring, as well as a wide range of attractions and trade stands around the show site. Good morning. Sunday. It's the 11th of May 2014. Welcome to Cowpie. And a huge good morning from me. It's Neil Monday live on Breakfast. Program for you this morning as we talk to everybody around the Cowpie show site, find out what's going on and have some fun in a field. Time to wake you up.
Good morning, Cowpie show. Welcome to today's
I must say it's a little cloudy outside at the moment, but the clouds are getting higher in the sky and they're starting to break up. The wind is blowing, it's a bit gusty today. But the flags are flying well here on the Cowpie Showground, which is always a good sign. Now, last night I went out and I caught up with some of the young people who have absolutely been working their socks off, helping, well, under the guidance of the adults here, helping out with all the roadways and so forth, putting in the fences, and so much they've been doing. And they spent a few minutes last night and had a chat with me. So I'm with a group of young farmers, scouts and members of Brockham Bonfire Society, all helping out on Cowpie. What's your name? Tell us what you're doing.
Miles Cresswell, and I've been driving around on the gators and delivering stuff to the marquees and young farmers.
Hold on a minute, you said driving. I mean, you're a little young for that?
Yeah, on the gators though, it's private land, so.
And it's absolutely, you're very good at it. I've been watching you all day. What's your name, sir?
My name's Dylan, and we've just been getting some wood chips and we've been doing all the roads so the cars can get over there safely and everything, so yeah.
And yourself, young man?
My name's Toby Sunghurst, and yes, I've been delivering wood chips with them and delivering hay bales and plants around.
And what else has been going on today? What's your name, sir?
Oliver Cawley. I've just been doing what I'm told and just doing the same as them, really.
So a bit of hard work, and the mud has made things very interesting this afternoon. What have you been doing, young man?
My name's Tom Outney, and mud is very interesting. It's like chucked it down and it's made all the wheels spin on the gators, and we've just been like delivering benches and chairs and like wood chips, as they've said. So,
and there's a stiff wind blowing through this evening, which is drying things out rather fast. You got work to do this evening?
Yeah, we've just got to finish off the bark in the car parks and just basically making it look all good for tomorrow morning. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. I bet you'll get back to it. You've got lots to do.
Thanks.
I'm in the honoured pride position here because the commentary box is right at the end of the main ring.
and we're looking out just above across everything, and everybody's arriving around now and trying to set up frantically. And one of those lovely traders has just joined me in the commentary box. Her name is Sarah Perry from that Country Clubber. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Tell us what you've got. What are you setting up today?
Well, I'm trying to in the wind, but everything's taking off at the moment. But it's Country Clobber, and it's basically country-inspired accessories for the home and garden. So country living, country wear, rather.
How do you get into to doing something like that? Is it like your own business you've set up from the sort of
it is.
Dot? Or
yeah, I just had this idea last year, and I enjoy coming to these sort of events anyway, and I decided to try and make some money out of it at the same time.
Because your stand is quite interesting, because it looks quite sort of...
quirky.
Yes, for a better word.
Yeah, okay.
So tell us about some of the products on sale.
Right, well, I have a bit of a passion for chickeny things, so I've got lots of chickeny things. And, you know, sort of like hanging chickens and things for the kitchen, you know, lots of kitchen things are chickeny, and wine things, because I'm into my wine as well, so wine signs and cushions, country cushions, and all sorts of just goodies, really.
Brilliant, brilliant. Thank you very much for joining us here on Susie.
Thanks very much.
Have a great day.
Thank you, and you. Bye.
There is so much going on, and one of the young people that's coming to talk to me about young farmers. Good morning, Nellie Budd.
Good morning, Neil.
First of all, tell us how you're helping out, because you're involved with the Young Farmers Marquee, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm helping out in the Young Farmers Marquee, helping them sort out their competitions, keeping them running today. We've got the fancy dress in there about lunchtime. We've got lots of statics on display, and all about our young farmers.
And of course, there is a theme to it this year, isn't it? It's celebrating the centenary of World War One. So, what do they have to do, the young farmers?
Well, this year with the centenary, we have a welcome home banner, so to serve their country. And across the board, some of the competitions are themed to the centenary of the World War One. And they will also go on to South of England show in June, any of the winners. So it all goes across the country on the same theme, which is brilliant.
There must be a lot of satisfaction from the young ones in being able to do something like this.
Oh, seeing them where they are now to how they progress, and seeing older ones come in and how, knowing how they were 10 years ago and to where they are now is brilliant. They do. We still do cake decorating, and to see where they've come from to where they are is also another brilliant thing to see. The real progress.
Fantastic. Nellie Budd, thank you very much for joining us on Susie Radio.
Thank you.
Some of the attractions here, they're just amazing. We've got Bob Hobbs Lamb National. The sheep with their colours and jockeys on board are paraded and introduced to the audience. Then they're going to race. This is absolutely brilliant. We have the Sheep Show. This is a humorous, fact-filled 30-minute tour of the sheep world for all the family. 9 breeds of sheep are introduced, including Nobby, the Norfolk Horn, and Susie, the South Down, set on the back of a 40-foot stage trailer. The sheep are invited onto the stage. It's a little bit like... how can I put this? The Miss World of the Sheep World, if you understand me. Now, yesterday I went out in the evening and I spoke with a gentleman who says, come and try your hand at circus skills, juggling, plate spinning and other tricks. His name is Fiery Jack.
I'm with Fiery Jack. Woo! How do you get that name? Because my name's Jack and I'm a bit fiery.
Does it have anything to do with fire by any chance?
Yeah, a bit of fire juggling, bit of fire eating, bit of fire this, bit of fire that, and damn hot stuff.
And you're organising a lot of the events in one particular area of the Cow Pie today, aren't you?
The Cow Pie introduces the medieval village, Fiery Jack's medieval village. So we have ferret racing, or the Hunting Ermine Show, which is on 4 times a day. We have the historical games, the circus workshop, the mead and fruit wines tavern, and some other traders. The one-stop medieval shop. The man with the olives, and Beth's beadery as well, so you can come and do a bit of craft work.
That sounds splendid. Thank you very much. He was a colourful character as well. That's Fiery Jack, and he's here all day walking around juggling with fire, all sorts of things. So his mission is to make you smile. But go back in time and visit different attractions in the medieval village and meet the ferrets, Mighty Mo, Puzzle, and the Dude. All right, the ferrets have got names, Mighty Mo, Puzzle, and the Dude. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? The Kaiser Chiefs coming home. I'm not going home yet, I'm staying for the whole day. It's Cow Pie 2014. We're on the Blue Anchor show site on the Eastbourne Road at Blindley Heath. Now, you don't have to be a farmer to be a young farmer. The Surrey Young Farmers are a youth organisation led by members who are young people aged from 10 through to 26 years old. Each club gives its members the opportunity and encouragement to meet new people, take part in a range of activities, learn skills, get involved, be creative, and more importantly, learn leadership skills and learn about the countryside whilst having fun. And I'm joined in our outside broadcast unit by Izzy Newbury, who's the Vice Chair of the Young Farmers Club, Lauren Dawes, past County Chair of Young Farmers Club, and Zoe Brooks, who's a young member of Cobham Young Farmers. Good morning!
Hi!
How are you? First of all, Lauren, as County Chair, tell us about Young Farmers in general. How's it developed over the years?
Well, it was originally a club for people in farming communities to get together and have like social events and competitions and things like that. And it sort of developed and now is much bigger. And members join from 10 all the way up to 26 and join in with lots of different activities and meet weekly in like a local village hall or somewhere like that, and get together and do things.
Now, Izzy, if I can come to you, your current vice chair, I mean, how's this organisation's part today, particularly with the Young Farmers marquee behind us here on the back of the main ring? What's your role today?
Well, just getting everyone that has entries in the competitions, as Nelly spoke to you about earlier, getting them all signed in, and then just doing whatever jobs they need. Like, I'm doing stock judging in the livestock marquee later, so I'll be competing in that, and just helping Luke, my current chair, with whatever he needs me to do, really.
Now, Izzy and Lauren, I know, have been out in this main arena doing some of the Young Farmers challenges. Zoe, you're going to be taking to this arena later on today, I'm sure. What are you looking forward to the most?
Probably musical pit stop.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell everybody about that.
Basically, just every team has a car, and today you have one female runner and one male runner, and you take it in turns to run to the bales in the middle.
Sounds like fun. So sort of basically you drive around the outside, music stops, the car stops, and then a passenger gets out and runs to the centre of the rear. Sounds absolute lot of fun. Everybody looking forward to the day?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Anybody got any particular highlights you'd really like to point out?
Ooh.
Oh, I think
so
deeply.
Many. There's
so
many. Definitely visit the YFC bar here and see what's going on.
And having the livestock here is a big thing. It's nice to be able to go to a show and see animals that you don't get to see.
Yes, so they've got a huge marquee down at the bottom there.
Marquee down there
with
lots.
They've got Pets Corner as well.
Pets Corner.
Where you can actually go and pet various animals and down the bottom.
Superb.
And a couple of our members have got calves that they've been rearing, and they're bringing them today, and they're going to show them around the countryside ring.
I was down in the marquee last night looking at the livestock, and they had some beautiful heifers in there. Absolutely gorgeous, aren't they?
Yeah, really good.
Also got the duck rearing. That's one of our competitions, where they've got all their ducks today that they've been rearing for the past how long?
Month and a half. They've had them from a day old, and I think when I saw one of the members' diaries yesterday, they're now 42 days.
So wow.
They write a diary on them every day, and they're all competing against each other.
Sounds splendid. Izzy, Lauren and Zoe, thank you very much for joining me on Susie Radio.
You're welcome. Thanks. Thank you.
Cow Pie Show! Welcome to today's entertainment.
Well, it is going to be a bit like that today. It's madness going on here. I'm sitting here looking out of the mobile commentary box, our studio unit, and I got a flock of sheep walking towards the box, which is rather interesting. And I'm going to go out and say hello in a moment, perhaps take a photograph for the Susie Facebook. Welcome along. It's still Monday at breakfast, and just having a quick look at what's coming up later on in the day. We've got the Henfold's Birds of Prey will be on show throughout the day on their stand, and two displays in the countryside ring, because they've got two rings here, which is worthwhile coming in. So go and meet them and the Feathered Friends. Warrenby Gun Dogs are with us today, plus the Kent and Surrey Bloodhounds. Of course, the Bloodhound is more than 1,000 years old. Yeah, small world, isn't it? It's Neil Monday live from the Cowpie Country Show. We're on the A22 at Blindley Heath on the Blue Anchor Show site. Susie Radio 103.4 live at Cowpie. It's Neil Monday Brecky Show. We have sheep, we have geese in the arena at the moment, grazing nicely. And I'm joined in the mobile studio by Colin Smith, who's the official commentator on the main ring here at Cowpie. Good morning, Colin.
Hello, good morning, everybody.
And just tell us a little bit about what's happening here on the main arena.
All kinds of exciting things happening in our main ring today when we welcome you to our show. We're going to have a farm machinery display. We've got a lot of farm machinery. We're going to have bale making in the main ring and some really expensive fancy tractors. And you'll be hearing from their own commentator there all about what those tractors are doing. Then we've got some historic vehicles, lovely old beautiful restored vehicles going around the ring, which there'll be a commentary on. You were also talking about the sheepdogs that are being practiced in the ring at the moment. We've got some sheep and some geese, and this is for the Bob Hogg sheepdog display. That will be happening twice today. And, of course, you're going to have young farmers in action in the main ring. Lots of things, competitions and young farmers competing against each other in all kinds of exciting competitions over obstacle courses.
We had the young farmers into the box earlier on, and they were talking their favourite game at the moment is the musical pit stop. It's a bit precarious, isn't it?
Musical chairs with cars, yes, very, very popular, and all the cars will be decorated to a theme as well.
I'll tell you what, one of the items in the arena which I'm really looking forward to watching today is always the gun dog displays. The Warrnambool gun dogs, they're here.
Absolutely smashing. Those dogs are so obedient. Year after year, they've supported the Cow Pie Show, and we've had crowds around the ring. A lot of dog lovers in the world nowadays, and a lot of dog lovers here today. There are other rings with dogs on display, but yes, there are already, and there's dog agility. You can see that going on here at the show. But in the main ring, absolutely smashing to watch those Warrnambool gun dogs doing their stuff.
Colin Smith, thank you very much for joining us on Susan. It's Cow Pie Live on the Neil Monday Breakfast Show on Susie Radio 103.4. And last night, I managed to find a few minutes with the chairman of the Cowpie Country Show, Stuart Watson. I'm joined by Stuart Watson, chairman of the Cowpie Country Show. We're on the show site here, Stuart, this evening, Saturday night, and having a chat about what's been going on today. This is the first time you've actually been able to sit down and speak about everything that's going on.
Yeah, Neil, it's not often you get time to sit down and relax. We're on these type of shows, but it's been full on today. We've had good weather and a bit of bad weather come tonight, but it's been a good productive
day, absolutely. And what's going to happen tomorrow? What is Cow Pie all about?
It's all about, it's focusing on the country show now. Originally, our first show was 1980, and that was held in Poles and Lacey, near Bookham, and originally from throwing cow pies as like frisbees for competition, and from there it's gone on through the years, which is run by the Surrey Young Farmers, which is a charity on itself, and it's for young people for the countryside to enjoy life and try all different things that go on in the countryside.
Now, as a show itself, it's a major event within the community of East Surrey. Tell us a little bit more about some of the events that are going to be taking place tomorrow in the two rings. You have two rings, a main ring and a countryside ring, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a full-packed show, basically. At 11 o'clock, we've got farm machinery display, we have historic vehicles, then we've got a sheepdog display. We also have young farmer competitions where they all compete against each other. Typically a razor flag competition, musical pit stop, where they all dress cars up and drive around the ring and jump out and run to the centre of the main ring. We have bloodhounds. It's non-stop walking and non-stop things, really. We've got a countryside ring in the second field. Again, 10:30 to 3:40 with all sorts of things going. Good dog listener display, falconry display. I could be all day talking to you, basically.
There's lots of things going on. Plus, there's all the side stalls as well. Plus, you've got lots of sponsors for this event.
Sponsors, yeah, have been fantastic. Scats Country Stores is our main sponsor this year and have been for 3 years now. So we're very proudly to put them forward for the show. Unfortunately, this year, it's the first year they can't attend due to restructuring things, but they are sad not to come, but they are still our current sponsors. And of course the show is run by all volunteers, which is a massive thing, because the show takes all year to put together, evenings of hard graft, and of course volunteers on the day, so you know, it's just non-stop.
Absolutely. Stuart Watson, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks very much for talking to me.
He was saved by the bell, as it were. Stuart Watson, who's the chairman of the Cowpie Country Show. Now, I'm joined in the mobile studio by Hilary Budd. Hilary, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
And you've been out there busy because you've been involved with the management of Cowpie for quite a while. And you've been now involved in being organising everything. Because your role changes, doesn't it, when you get to the main day itself?
Absolutely. I mean, in the past, I've been involved in organising trade stands and maps and plans. But it, you know, the cow pie and Young Farms itself is something that you need a sort of rolling programme. So you need new people to come in and take on those roles. And now, you know, I've sort of relaxed a little bit. And whilst this morning I've been opening up marquees and making sure that the entrance to the marquees and the exits have all got bins and that kind of thing, my job today is actually judging the novelty cake competition.
That's interesting. How do you judge that?
Well, I've been doing it for several years. I have a sort of scale of marks that that I use myself. I want to see, first of all, I want to see that the cake is actually novel. It needs to fit the theme. And then I'm also looking for the skills that the competitor has actually used in producing their cake.
Sounds interesting. What is the theme this year?
Well, this year, because we are, you know, nationally, we are, it's not really a celebrating, we're commemorating the 100 years of the end of World War, the beginning of World War One. So actually our theme this year is serving our country, and we've got some really interesting cakes. I wondered what I was going to see today, but we've
give us a description of some of them.
Well, we've got a tank. I'm not quite sure it's World War One spec, but I'm sure my husband will come and correct me if I judge it wrongly later. We've got quite a few cakes with poppies, which I thought was I was expecting to see that, but that's great because you can see lots of colour on the cake as well. We have got some trenches, and we've got a few allotments as well. I think the allotment I saw this morning had an Anderson shelter on it, and I'm thinking that might be World War II, but again, I'm sure I'll stand corrected by somebody more knowledgeable on war things later.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. That's Hilary Budd from the Cow Pie Committee. Thank you for joining us here in the Susie studio.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Good morning. It's Neil Monday at the Cow Pie Country Show. Don't forget, if you are coming today, adults are £10, children 5 and under are free, 5 to 16 year olds are £5, a family ticket of 2 adults and 2 children is £25, and a pensioner is £8. Come and enjoy the show, it's fantastic. So many people to say thank you to this morning for the Cow Pie Country Show, Stuart Watson, Neil Fuller, the Young Farmers Clubs, and Colin Smith, who's going to be the commentator throughout the day, for Susie Radio, Steve Lee and Jude Reynolds. I'm Neil Monday. It's been a fantastic time. Thank you to everybody at Cow Pie. Stay listening to Susie. Steve Lee is up next after the news.
Live from Merstham at susieradio.com and 103.4 FM. This is Susie Radio,